Hello, thank you for checking in again to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. This is Brother Clint and Brother Freedom, and some have gathered here in the living room, and we're glad that you're here with us too by way of the internet. The Lord bless you, and I hope you'll listen or download this for later listening. Father, we thank you. We praise you for this good day. We thank you for your love. We thank you for salvation. Lord, we thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that you send your angels to protect us. We thank you for anointing Brother Freedom today and just speaking whatever it is that you want to speak through him, and anoint us who are listening and those who are listening via the internet. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father in heaven, it's a real privilege and honor for you to even have anything to do with me, let alone using me. And I thank you. And I give you praise and honor. Lord, I thank you that you're real. I thank you're faithful when I'm not so faithful. I thank you for your goodness when I'm not so good. I thank you that your everlasting love is beyond our imagination. And Father, I thank you that you're help those that don't seek you. And I can only say that's probably the only thing I've ever done. I've just sought you. The rest of it I've not been very good at. But Father, I thank you what you've done in my heart. I thank you made yourself real to me. I thank you you showed me things. And I thank you for your mighty hand is so powerful, so wonderful, so glorious. And last night, those people that we call misfortune, your spirit touched them in a mighty way. And Lord, what I seen was spectacular. I seen that only one man actually refused you out of the whole crowd. And ever before it would be maybe one or two would receive you. But last night it was just like you moved in a wonderful way. And Lord, for those kind of things, I'm very thankful. I'm very grateful. Because I like to see hearts of people touched. And Lord, you know that's what's been so hard on me in the conventional church. I've seen so many hearts that just get heavier and heavier and heavier. And that's the thing that I started praying about. And you started showing me very vividly and clearly that it was because of the leaving out of the Holy Spirit. He is that great dimension. And today you showed me very early this morning, and maybe I'll share about that, Father, what you shared with me about your Holy Spirit. I'm not even saying Holy Ghost, because most people don't even know who the Holy Ghost is. But when you really get to know him, you like to say Holy Ghost, because it lets everybody know where you're at. There's no no unsettled feeling. They know where you are. And that's why I say Holy Ghost, because it irritates the super spiritual that don't really know you. It makes them sort of cringe when we say the Spirit of God. But Father, I thank you for your input. I'm thankful that you've worked in my heart just like you have, because you proved to me that you're right. And all the things that men have taught me is it's sort of hogwash. It don't stand up. It don't stand that acid test. And what you do stands up. I don't care if the whole world come to me this night. I'd stand with you and let the whole world could chop me down. But I'd still be with you because you're real, Father. And I thank you for that. I don't know why you put that emphasis in my life so vividly. And you've spoken to me so wonderfully about where mankind is and where all the people are. And you shared with me glorious things that I can't even reveal. Father, it's beyond I'm like David. It's beyond I can't imagine how that you took a nobody, and I'm still a nobody, but you showed me and shared with me wonderful things, and even last night, how you touched these mighty people, and they wouldn't even want me to leave. And Father God, that's you. That has to be you, because they're just in themselves. They want to go to supper. They want to go for different things, unless you're in it. But Father God, you was truly there tonight. And Father, I just pray that you'll be here today. I pray that you'll speak the hearts of your people all over the world this day. Let them know that you're real, that you're faithful, your word is true, and you keep your word, and you'll work through your word and you work mightily and through your word. And we pray that you'll bless this day in a mighty way. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. To God be all glory. To God be all praise in Jesus' wonderful name. I'd like to turn to the 91st Psalms and look at the 16th verse. We don't think about that very much, but I'm thinking about it because it sort of fits me now. With long life, I will satisfy him. Oh, hallelujah. And show him my salvation. Isn't it wonderful when you come down to this end of this life that you can have that trust and believe and faith in God? All is well. It's well within my soul. Oh, praise God, it's real. It's like God's more real than what I see. I see people here in this room, but God's even more real than they are. He's very close. He lives within us. And I truly believe this is the message that God wants to get over to the world, and he wants to reside within his people. And it says, with long life, I will satisfy him. I will show him my salvation. He will show us his salvation. Think about that. You know, every place I went, they say, you got to go to this church. You got to go to this church. You don't go to this church. You're way out of the picture. Well, excuse me, but I'm missing something, because God has shown me his salvation. And as I've tested out the word of God by reading it to some degree, I'm not as smart as many of you out there, but I have read and I believe his word. And when we put our heart in the Lord, we need some action coming from response that's real. Now, if I do it within myself, there's nothing real that comes out. I'm just got a bunch of phony words. And what happens to phony words? They go by the wayside. You know what? With phony words, if I try to pray for the sick, they just fall. There's no power in them. But the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh, glory to God. The glory of God is my strength. And this didn't happen many years ago, but it's come into reality at this later time, that God is truly bigger. See, up to a year ago, when the Lord allowed me to have this stroke, I was pretty well carrying myself spiritually, but God didn't want me to carry myself spiritually. There's another step higher that he wanted me to go, that I relied totally on him. I knew when I prayed for the sick, according to his word, they're going to be healed. No problem. And I prayed for people that was what you would call, that's the greatest calling. No, it wasn't. It wasn't the greatest calling. There's steps higher all the time, and it's probably not the greatest hurdle that I'm going to meet yet. He shows us great, extravagant gifts that's beyond reality. It's beyond our thinking capacity. It's beyond our seeing ability. It's beyond our great expectations. It's from heaven. And God wants to illuminate the church in this last hour, that our eyes are no longer fixed on the world. Your mind totally is fixed in heaven. If something comes your way, don't affect you. It's like water off a duck back. You take a duck and put him out in a pond, and dousing three or four times, he just gets up and flaps his wings and loves it. That's where we should be spiritually. We should be so full of the Holy Ghost, the full Spirit of God. Someone comes our way and starts messing up our wings and stuff. We say, praise you, the Lord. Is that the best you got? My God's greater than what you got. Just remember that, brother. My God's greater than what you can dish out. My God's given me strength to undo all things, to endure hardness, as a good soldier. And a soldier don't take no thought of his life. A soldier is to give his life if need be. And a true Christian, we should be that way, that we give God our whole life. You know, many of you out there are playing church because you're giving God a controlled life. You give him maybe 1 hour a week. You go to a certain place, or maybe a prayer meeting. You might go to a lavish prayer meeting where they get down and formally say A, B, C, and all that kind of prayer meeting. It's not much a prayer meeting. Because we need to allow God's Spirit to come into our lives to where we're motivated, not by what we see, but we know because with our what we've been through with Him, He wants to bring us higher, wiser, as Abraham. Oh, hallelujah! God was above where He was at. And God's not changed. Not a bit. You know, we change. We change and we so sometimes in our Christian experience, we get so, for first thing, oh, we're so on fire for God. And 6 weeks later, we're down in the mud grubs and pretty soon we've lost our faith and pretty soon we've gotten getting upset and we're getting unhappy. And pretty soon when some beautiful woman comes by, they're doing, thinking things we shouldn't and vice versa. Some men come by, you know, you're thinking things that you shouldn't. All these things have playing tricks on our minds. And the devil lets us have that we'll have this experience that when something happens, that you can be out of church, or you can see it in church, and you're, wow! That's from Satan. God wants to break those things from you, that nothing hurts you. If it's going to bother you, you need to go down and get dipped and dipped and dipped and dipped till it don't bother you. God wants to refrain from those things that cause the church to fall. Hear me out there? Because this is what deteriorating the work from heaven. We need to have people that are so stable in the Lord that nothing moves them. The Apostle Paul said that nothing moved me. That meant that nothing moves me. The glory of the glory is here today. God gives us supernatural understanding through the Spirit. He gives you an understanding you never had, and you was limited until you got into that experience that God provided for you. If you don't know what it is, it means the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Or by English, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And it changes you. It edifies. It builds up. And I tell you, people that are very flaky in their introduction to the Spirit are generally pretty flaky people. They can't endure. And I tell you, most people that have what they say, they have the Holy Ghost, they got just the forms. They don't have it. You just had what someone said you have. And I think there's a lot of that in our church and denomination. If someone says you got it, oh, I got it now. But then you got to live a false life. You don't want someone accusing you of having something you don't have. So then you start making up these things. Oh, I'm super spiritual. I'm super blessed. I know all things. Which are all fibs. They're all lies. God didn't do that. And so then, these supernatural, that's why they don't want the Spirit of God to move, because we got all this supernatural crowd that comes to our meetings. I know this because I've been with it. They know everything in the natural. And it's not a natural walk. Mark my words, this day, this walk with the Lord is a supernatural walk from heaven. It's been planned out from the very, God looked at this day, the very first day you was born. He's seen your flight. He's seen your plight. He knows your direction. He knows your calling. He knows what limits you, what bugs you, what causes you to fall. We all have those problems. But God wants to reinforce our weaknesses with His strength. Paul says, through my weakness, I became strong. And those areas that we become weak, we just got to reinforce ourselves with the Spirit. Now, we don't reinforce ourselves in these areas in what we can do ourselves. You can go down to a bunch of legalistic schools that'll tell you how to get sanctified. It won't help you a bit. It'll just keep you there telling somebody like the AAA or something like that. There's nothing that has the power as the Spirit of God. And we've allowed these other things to come into our ranks has caused our fellowships, our leadership to actually fall. But the problem was, as the people started falling, and then they had to cover up and say, well, we just get in trouble when we start a service. All these people in the back started shouting, giving messages in tongues, and then the message is not from heaven. So I can see where they've been. But that's still no sign that's against God. We allowed this from the very beginning because the Holy Ghost was come to be the leader of the meetings. He was presiding. He was to bring forth His input. And so we got very laxed. We said very permissive. We got very wanting to agree with people that we're able to compromise. And I guarantee you can't serve God compromising. That's one thing that Brother Freedom has never done. People haven't liked me, but I may have failed in lots of areas, but I never compromised. I said, I am not going to compromise. And God said, that's the only thing you got going, old buddy. You ain't got nothing else. But that's what you're making with me. Compromise will bring us down. It'll bring us to a place that we can't climb up. There's no ladder that'll stick down when you compromise. There's no ladder to get down there and pull you up. Oh, the love of God. And the love of God is seeing where you are, down in your miry glove, down in your misery. And say, Lord, I want forgiveness. I want to repent. I want a new start. I want a new facelift. I want a want that's greater, higher than I've ever had in life. I want a new life, a new start. I want to be made over by your Spirit of God. Oh, come and see. He looked at them. It's one of these adventures that we try to do with it ourselves. I don't care. You can dress it down. Say this is going to be a teaching from Wild Bill Hickok, and this is going to be from Madam Butterfly. But if it's not by the Spirit, it's filthy rags. God says our righteousness as filthy rags. I got nothing to clean it up. That's why I just died quit preaching myself. I left the anointing. Oh, come and see me. I don't want to. I don't want that burden. I went this morning, and people trying to do it in themselves. See, it just so, well, they're trying. But God says, hey, you can't, you're trying good enough. Just yield to me. God says, yield. Our yielding is our problem. We don't want to yield self to our master of God. We're yielding to our master of ourself. So we're yielding to ourself, and ourself gets self-indulgent. Ourself gets self-opinion. Ourself gets self-wanting. Ourself gets us out of when God starts speaking to heart. It talks us out of what God tells us to, and we're backing up and we're hedging from the things that God would have us do. This is plain language from heaven today. But God wants to rebuild the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants you to have power. He wants you to have the anointing. Out there hearing today, there's people that won't hear me, but God is real. And you're going to need it to make heaven. God is real. We've forsaken God. God just told me last night by the Spirit of God, he said, how would you feel if you had a close friend and they would not believe him? I said, I would it hurt me. So that's what my church has done. My Holy Spirit is right part of me. And my church is rejecting. They say all manner of evil. I've heard this. I know they're speaking right. We don't want him. We don't want the people that's with it. See what the people's with, they haven't found their answer. And we've hurt many, many, many. The church has hurt many, many, what we call delegates. Delegates are someone that could go be delegated to a certain position. They lose that position and they find themselves sliding down that pathway like that God showed me in that funnel. And they find themselves a bunch of evil spirits playing instruments on that stage. And they all going down the wrong direction. See, church is to be, not to be an entertainment. And many times our singing is truly entertainment. It's good, but it soothes the heart when there's conviction. God will be convicting you about not doing that. And because you sit there and hear those soothing words, oh, pretty soon the conviction's left you. And that way, when God leaves you, your heart gets hardened. It hardens every time that he moves upon you and you don't reply. It hardens. And pretty soon he puts a veil over you and you don't see nothing. People are in gross darkness. And they think they're walking light. They think they're walking upright. But they're actually desperately with need. They're with want. They need a really Holy Ghost revival. They need a Holy Ghost inputting of God's Spirit upon them that will give them a manifold blessing that will help them to endure hardness as a good soldier, that they would walk the test that God has for them. We all have a performance level that God introduces to us, but many of us flunked out the first year, the first month, The first day, we flunk out. Boy, it's too rigid, Lord. I can't do this. No, it's there for your good. You're not to try to flunk out. You're trying to keep on enduring. Now, I've learned something with what I went through. You know, I have to go down to take Tai Chi and a couple times a day. And I've been at it. But you know, today, after doing it all last week, my hip's back almost like it was. That's what life is. Hear me? That's what life is. You've got to keep enduring hardness as a good soldier. You must, performance level must be above where you're resting. You know, we rest in ourselves. We rest, not in God's rest, we rest in not doing. And when that's happened, we get weary in well-doing, and we pretty soon we say, oh, God's not interested. Well, you know, I went down to this church the other day, and they said everything's good, and everybody's going to go to heaven, you know, and it's point one, there's going to be those that believe that, like you, that God's going to come down, and they said, no, it can't be. You know, God says, you know what, that God's not going to, they're teaching this doctrine that we're not accountable for our sins. And as I search the Word of God, God's right. It doesn't say it anywhere that we're not accountable. So if I send a message out and says, once saved, always saved, which is a great big message out here, but I tell you, I think it brings you down to the pit. I really do. Because it's letting you go beyond where God wants you to be. It's a trick from the enemy. I know churches teach it. I know pastors teach it, preach it, have doctrines arise from it. And those that don't have it agree with it too. Because it's easy, it's an easy mark. We can all achieve it. And those of you that don't, you should be ashamed of yourself because of doubting God. That's what I get. But God doesn't see that through him. There is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of life. No, death. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And if we're not praising God, not really on fire for God, I question all of you. We should have enough glory of God to, well, we don't have nobody that has to coach us. Glory to God. I lost my joy. My joy is my power. My joy, when I lose it, I gotta go back to prayer meeting. This almost happened to me a few months ago. I got really caught up in my leg and these things happening. And pretty soon, before I knew it, just like that, I was just on a slide. I said, I'm not going to permit that. In Jesus' name. Make a round turn. For it takes defile the things, the odds is against you. Supernaturally call upon God and he'll help you. You know, when you get to the end of your way, that's the time that God wants to come down and save you. Just think about it. When you get to where you feel like it's all washed up, that's just a time that God's giving you all these things to cause you to come to that place. Because he wants your life more important than anything else. He wants your eternal destiny. Because he's got a great, big, wonderful mansion for you. It's beyond degree. And it's got all lavish gifts, glorious attires, and the greatest climate that you can ever imagine. It's no, don't have to have heat. Don't have to have nothing. It's beyond imagination. And God wants us all to come into that place that we live there. He wants it. He desires it. He wishes for us that we will make ourselves in his place. That we might have that glory. But we've lost that glory. Many of us lost the glory. Our mind should be stayed on. He will keep us in perfect peace. His mind is stayed on thee because we trust in thee. There's no trust. No belief. We go immature. We pretty soon we're more immature, more wrong. And pretty soon when we leave this world, we're immature. And I see rest homes. People have known God years ago. They don't even know. I have a brother-in-law. Come on. They didn't know. There's no retirement. Hear me. There is no retirement. God will keep you. And the Lord was just showing me where he wants us all to trust him. God's going to give me a way to be able to meet my needs and become my groceries. What I'm saying, bring reality, we need to be in with the Lord. We need to have the power of God because we need to trust, our every being needs in trust to him. Why am I here? Because I trust him. So he's going to give you every chance to work out that, you know, I don't want to do that because I want to have actually a guarantee about the future. Well, none of us can have a guarantee about our guarantee. And this is where we're failing. That's how come we're caving in? Because these little things that God shows are so strong, we fail in those things. God wants to start not playing church, but living in him. But we believe that God will take care of us. God will take care of you through every day, throughout the way. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or out the way. God will take care of you. I'm going to make it clear that God will take care. And that's the bottom line here today. That's why many of us are where we are spiritually, because we've never really given God the opportunity. Just give it all over to him. If we give it all over to God, God's going to take, he's going to plan your life. He's going to take you with the Holy Spirit. He's going to keep you because the whole package is in him. An insurance company don't no longer come in the picture. You're paying your own copay with God's friend behind you. God wants it because you, your faith is in him. God gives you the opportunity to test him. So I think I'm going to say go for it. God will supply my needs. And I can see right now, it's robbing a lot of God's given me. It is money that God's given me, but I don't have it because it's going to an extra insurance clause that covers in case something goes wrong. I'm going to have faith in God, and I think that's what God wants to bring you anyway. I don't know about the rest of you, but we need to incorporate God's power in every phase of our life. And see, I have to learn that myself. I didn't even know about it, but now I know about it, I should take action. See, God's interested in you little people. We need to get in our heart that God wants to take care of us. Give us our home. Give us our car. Give us everything. God wants to be partakers with us, that we might be blessed from heaven. I'm going to close because God is real and God's faithful. I thank you. I pray that God bless you this day. And if you need to repent this day, repent. And God will forgive you. God will bless you. But take some serious thinking of these words that were spoken, because I know they're from God. God did it all. I couldn't imagine me doing something like this. But God did it. I'm a nobody. I want you to know, Brother Freeman don't know nothing. I've got nothing. But God is real. And I'm a very big promoter of the Holy Ghost. I think he's gotten shortchanged. I think that he's gotten speaking things that he never did. People have blamed him. It was nobody's fault but their selves. Sin what caused the trouble. Sin is the thing that we all need to be big enough to say, Lord, it wasn't you, it was me. I'm sorry, I repent. I want you to come down this day and touch me in a mighty way. I want you to incorporate your love upon me. I want you to incorporate your blessing upon my heart, that I might walk lavishly in thy presence forevermore, that I might be a validated candidate for heaven. That I might have my eyes, that nothing will detour my walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, that I'll live in that last days for the living for millions and millions of years in the presence of God. What a blessing. And we miss it. We miss it. So God bless all of you. I pray that God will bless you. And in a mighty way, God bless you. Love you, love you, love you, love you. God bless you. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. I'm going to say amen every time. That's going to be my closing. But God moved mightily last night through amen. God, amen means so be it. Amen, so be it. Amen, so be it. So be it. With God. God bless you all. God bless you. Amen. God love you, love you, love you. God bless. Hallelujah. Oh, wow. Wow.